Sign up for our Patreon and we'll tell you.
Our Patreon is up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Woo! Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Sign up. I have two tiers right now. I might change it before this episode goes up. What do you think, Cornell? There's a $5 tier and you get bonus material, video material, like a lot of exclusive stuff, including our secret episodes that we recorded in preparation for our big debut of this podcast.
Okay, I like that.
So like our practice episodes are up there. You can watch my fish swim around. Oh, it's so much content for $5.
Yes.
And for $1,000, you get all of that, plus you give us $995 more dollars.
I think that's perfect.
Are those good tiers?
I think those are perfect tiers. Yeah. So if you're real cheap, skate.
Right. I guess you can do it.
Yeah. But if you really care about us and don't want to be laughed at on air, then do go for the $1,000. Per month.
Oh my god, that's a good way to do it. Cause you know how people shout out their Patreonies or whatever?
Yes.
We should shout out the 1,000 tier guys and then
shit on
make
the
fun of the $5 ones.
No. We can't do that because then people just won't sign up for our Patreon at all.
You found the flaw in my plan.
Yes. We will shout out the $5 a month people and then we'll send the $1,000 a month people a pint of our blood every month.
No.
A mixed bag. Half mine, half Logan's.
Cornell will send 2 pints of his.
I think that's probably a pretty good deal. A pint of blood for $1,000.
I hope not. I got ripped off when I donated blood.
No, a good deal for us, I'm saying.
No.
It's a good deal for them because they're getting our blood. So if there's any vampires listening, you know what to do. Sign up for that Patreon. And I guess look for the link on our social media.
You can just go, well, it's patreon.com/striptease podcast. Or you can just go to stripteasepodcast.com. And it leads right to the Patreon page.
Perfect. Stripteasepodcast.com. Check it out, everybody. Are we recording?
Yes.
Check. Minaragua. We might have done every podcast episode with a ceremonial pouring of our Minaragua ceremony.
It's the best carbonated water. It's just carbonated water. This bottle, I don't even know how big it is, costs $1 pretty much. $1.25 now because of inflation.
It is the best. It's got the hardest bubbles.
Oh man, dude, if you don't refrigerate this before you open it, it just explodes.
I mean,
it's insane. But yeah, I forgot about that even. It actually is the best water, but it's also, if I don't go to this Ralph's, it's like stores forget that carbonated water exists. It's like no one must buy it in other areas. I don't know.
Not Minaragua?
No, like if I ask, like, do you guys have sparkling water? They're like, oh yeah, it's with the liquor. And then you go there and it's tonic and shit. It's like, that's not the same. It has weird stuff in it.
It doesn't have
much taste, but I feel like I don't want to be drinking.
Tonic water tastes weird. Tonic water has something in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like snake oil. Like the word tonic, you know?
Right, a miracle tonic or something like that. There's some flavor in there. It's kind of like sour. Maybe it's a soupsop fruit or something like that. I don't know what it is.
A soupsop fruit? Where'd you learn about that?
Soupsop. I think that's a juice. I think that's a fruit.
Oh. I don't know. I never heard of it.
I think they have it at at the Costco I go to. Soupsop. It's like one of those like guanabana fruits. Guanabayana. Guarana. Gariana.
Guarana, the stuff that's in Red Bull?
Is that Yes.
Taurine and guarana?
Guarana. Guanabana. That's a fruit.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a lot of fruits out there we don't know anything about.
Have you heard of lychee?
Yes.
I love lychee yogurt, like frozen yogurt.
Oh.
When I lived in Orange County, when I lived in Irvine, there was a place that there's a high East Asian population there, by the way. So maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it's more popular there. Just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
But lychee frozen yogurt was fucking amazing. I mean, it was the most perfect flavor ever.
Sounds fantastic. I
can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I love a lychee, and I love a frozen yogurt. And
oh, let me correct myself. I found it here in Thai Town. Oops. Not here. Who knows where I live? But I found it in Thai Town.
Yeah, don't worry. The podcast hasn't started yet.
Okay.
You meant here in Los Angeles County because you live...
Right.
You know, in L.A. County, and you were in the O.C. now. You were in the O.C. Now you're in L.A. County, and you were searching all over L.A. County, and after one long such journey, you made it all the way over to Thai Town.
And they serve lychee yogurt, and it's fucking awesome. Or sorbet, maybe, is what it is. I don't know.
Sorbet, yeah.
Some
that's
frozen
not...
treat.
Sorbet's more like ice. It's not the cream. No creamy in there. Right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Well, what is sherbet like in between?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe it's a sherbet because it's a little bit creamy, but not like ice cream because it's...
And then Italian ice is something. And then there's a cream ice, I've learned.
Anyway, they serve lychee frozen awesomeness in Thai Town. Yeah. Come down to Los Angeles and visit. You'll have to step over a few, you know, unhoused
yes.
people, but
worth it for the lychee ice cream.
Yeah.
I was talking about this last night. Is that what do you think is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Well, that would be one answer, but I'm not sure if that's really ice cream. When out of the normal flavors that are usually everywhere, strawberry by far is better than chocolate. All right,
time for our factoid. You answered the question. Let's move on. Strawberry over out of all the flavors that are out there over a cookies and cream.
I don't know. It depends what I'm in the mood for. What's your favorite?
If you could have a strawberry with cookies and cream in it, that would be. No?
No.
No? Why not? You don't want
if I
Oreos?
Get strawberry, I want to keep it fruity and have strawberry covering on it and maybe some whipped cream and a cherry.
Strawberry
I don't want to put chocolate.
Covering.
Strawberry topping.
Like a syrup?
Syrup.
Or like the cut up strawberries in a syrup.
That's great too. Yeah, just add more strawberry and cherry stuff. But I don't want to mix chocolate and cookies and all that stuff with
chocolate and strawberry
fruitiness.
Are the most iconic combination. This is tried and true, Logan. Strawberries and chocolate, everyone knows. Go very well together, just like chocolate and peanut butter. Maybe even more so.
Well, chocolate can go with everything.
Yeah, but chocolate dipped strawberries, Neapolitan ice cream, chocolate and strawberry have been together forever.
Strawberry ice cream is better than all those things you named.
Wow.
And when we lived with Sean, these weird Northeasterners love to put their chocolate in the freezer. What is going on? I want my chocolate melty and warm in my mouth. I don't want hard chocolate, which is what you're saying with ice cream. It's going to get all hard and frozen. Blah.
So you want? So you don't like chocolate ice cream because it's not hot enough?
Well, no. Chocolate ice cream is a different thing, but like that, you know, chocolate you dip strawberries in is all hard.
Yes.
I don't like that.
You'd rather a fondue chocolate fountain situation where you can dip a strawberry into hot chocolate and then eat it there. Or would you still rather have a regular plain strawberry?
Yeah, a regular strawberry. I love fondue, though.
You would rather a regular strawberry than a strawberry dipped into a hot chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Logan, I think I just learned you're insane. You're fucking crazy.
No.
That's nuts, dude. That's nuts. I think
now nuts I could... No, nuts goes with chocolate, but nuts doesn't go with strawberries either.
Peanut butter and jelly!
What about peanut butter and jelly? Those, you just named two separate
peanut
things.
Butter's a nut. Jelly can be made a lot of the times with strawberry.
Okay, that's a good... Yeah, I'll do... And I love strawberry jam on my peanut butter jelly sandwiches, even though it's jam, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Jelly. But you would... But, I mean, I don't... I would have... If you could put peanut butter in a strawberry ice cream, I would eat that.
Yeah, I would eat these things, but...
You would prefer just a strawberry.
I'm a culinary artiste. And, you know... You're just kind of an amateur foodie guy.
Oh my God.
But these things don't go together. Not chocolate. I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure. Gordon Ramsay is like puts chocolate and strawberries together all the time, but still.
It's an iconic thing. We've just had Valentine's Day. Chocolate and strawberry sales are off the charts right now.
That's a kind of a sexy thing.
Why?
It's a good looking fruit. It's a good looking combo, but it just isn't like, it doesn't make me hungry. Oh man, I'm starving. I could use some chocolate chip, some chocolate dipped strawberries right now.
No,
you never say that. It's a special thing because you don't really
like
it's not
them.
Even that unhealthy, they're, but it's like you don't want it that often.
They're not that good.
No.
Chocolate dipped strawberries are not that good. A cold,
settled.
Like you said, the hard chocolate.
Right.
Strawberry dipped in a chocolate fountain? Oh my God. Incredible.
That sounds way more appealing, but I don't want a hot strawberry. Strawberries are good cold.
How many hot strawberries have you had? How do you know they're bad? You know,
yeah, good point. I guess don't knock it till you try it. But sweet thing, no, that doesn't work. I was gonna say no. Sweet things don't be warm. I was like, no, that's stupid.
Sweet things don't be warm.
As if I don't love pastries.
Right. I would bet if I was to go to if I was to like be my own Cold Stone guy.
Right.
You know what? We could just go to Cold Stone. I don't need to start my own franchise
right. And
hire myself as an employee to make this reality.
If you're in a terrarium, what would your favorite ice cream be?
Okay. So we're going to go to Cold Stone. And we're going to get strawberry ice cream. And you know how they do it, Cold Stone, where they chop up the toppings into the ice cream?
Uh-huh.
We're going to have them chop up Oreos into the ice cream.
No, that's a bad... I mean, I'll eat it. It's fine. I won't throw up or be disgusted, but no, that's a mistake.
We'll do a taste test.
You're wasting your money.
But if we do a taste test, can you be honest?
That,
or are you just going to say regular strawberry ice cream because you want to win?
No, I'll be honest, but I was going to say I'll still do toppings, but they'll be
strawberry,
like blueberries and those little... berry popper, like more berry flavored stuff.
Oh, the berry little boba poppers.
Oh man, those are awesome. I should just get a bowl of those. I don't know how healthy that is.
I don't think it's good for you. I don't think you're supposed to eat that much gelatin. That's too much horse hoof for one day.
Yeah, I don't even know what that stuff's supposed to be.
And
it always tastes super artificial, but it's yummy.
I think Oreos in a strawberry ice cream is just makes so much more sense than just a regular strawberry ice cream. Not to say I don't love strawberry ice cream, because I do.
Not good enough.
I would take strawberry if I was Neapolitan was in front of me and I could pick one flavor. I would take the strawberry. I think most people would take chocolate.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
right on, brother.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But if I could get a little bit of all three, I would take that.
It depends on my mood. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of fall off and have no opinion at the end.
It's just, yeah, strawberry and chocolate go real well together. So you would just go strawberry with more strawberry stuff on top.
And cherry stuff and blueberry stuff.
Just other berries. What about pineapple?
Tartness, I think. You got to stay on the tart side of things. And then the milky, chocolatey, caramelly, that's like, that's kind of another side.
All right, I'm with you on caramel. I've only said caramel, and you said caramel, so I repeated you, and it felt very strange coming out of my mouth.
Caramel. I don't know.
Caramel.
I say tomato, you say tomato.
I don't say tomato.
You don't.
Caramel, I agree. Not, no place on a strawberry ice cream.
Right.
Absolutely. I don't know why, but it sounds, that sounds gross.
You know what caramel is? Caramel?
Sugar?
Yeah, it's just sugar that's been like cooked.
Right. But it sounds gross on strawberries.
Yeah.
You know, maybe does. Not.
Not gross. See, again, like, yeah, these, all these things would, I'd eat them. And we're going to go to the ice cream store after this, but.
We have to.
There's a Baskin Robbins right down the block.
I think if there
somewhere
was...
in LA. Anyway, go ahead.
I think if there was a caramel fountain or a caramel fountain or maybe one of each, I would dip strawberries into that. Yes. I don't even know if you can do a caramel fountain. Maybe too thick.
Yeah, but it'd be like really hot.
Yes.
It would like scald you if you.
But strawberry, but caramel sauce or just caramel on a strawberry ice cream. That sounds like something I don't even, not like I would eat it. I think I might not even eat that. It just sounds so wrong.
Yeah. Like I said, I think that's a whole group. Caramel, chocolate. What else is in that group? Milky stuff, although milky can kind of go both ways.
Yeah, I mean, ice cream, it all has milk.
Is all cream.
I'm not sure where you're getting at with milky stuff.
Whenever I do eat something chocolatey or like a pastry or something, I love drinking milk with it.
I agree.
But, yeah, I guess you're right. You can drink milk with anything.
Yeah, but you can't drink milk with ice cream. Unless you're just trying to make a milkshake.
Oh, God. Milkshakes. Anyway.
Oh,
let's
know,
get to the fact.
You know what?
What?
This just reminded me. My daughter. I've never been. All right.
She's never had ice cream?
No, she has. But her. She has fallen in love with the Slurpee.
Oh, no.
In a way that's astounding to me.
It is delicious.
I'm fine with the Slurpee. She said it's her second favorite dessert behind ice cream. Ice cream's her favorite. Then a Slurpee. She said she would rather drink a Slurpee than a milkshake.
Ooh, interesting. I think I might agree with her.
What?
But if I did have a milkshake, it would have to be a strawberry one. I always go strawberry with the milkshakes.
Okay.
With ice cream, it's like my favorite maybe, but anyway.
Okay, so you got...
Yeah, Slurpee's better, but I stay far away from that shit. I mean, I already have a Krispy Kreme problem.
Right.
That's bad enough.
Right? You can't start introducing
Slurpee. Slurpee is like pure sugar. It may be even more pure than sugar. It's like a sugar black hole.
Yes.
Where it's like all compressed like a neutron star. There's more sugar in it than is possible for the amount of space it takes up.
Is that why? Is that the
that's
problem?
That's why it tastes good, too. Yeah, no, I don't know. When I drink one Slurpee, my stomach immediately starts, I don't know. I just feel fatter immediately, you know?
But I feel the same way after ice cream.
Not me.
Really?
It's not as bad with ice cream. Ice cream makes me a little bit sluggish and maybe I'll take a nap. Yeah. And yeah, I will be fatter, but I don't feel it immediately. Like a Slurpee, it's like, whoa. But really? I drink the cherry Slurpee. I don't know if she maybe drinks a different one that's not as sweet or something.
No, she goes for it. She'll go like half Coke, half blue raspberry or something yeah. like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She really goes for it. I think it's absolute lunacy to put a Slurpee over a milkshake. Especially if ice cream's your number one.
That's interesting.
Ice cream is just a harder milkshake.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. Milkshakes are kind of like soup. It's like, this is pointless. I'll just have ice cream or a meal.
What do you got against soup? Why is soup pointless?
You know, Jay Leno once said, I'm going to go into my Jay Leno quotes again. Here I go. he said, like someone said, like, oh, you don't like soup? That must be a thing with him. I don't know. He's like, yeah, you're getting cheated out of a meal. It's like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, right on, Jay. I finally agree with you on one thing.
You think soup's that you're getting cheated out of a meal if you're eating a soup?
Yeah, I'm never satisfied with a soup. Now, maybe I'll get a soup and a sandwich.
Ah, I see.
But, yeah, like a cup of soup with a meal. But soup as a meal? It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Is chili a soup?
I'm not sure. I could accept chili as a meal.
Yeah.
Chili's just beef. In water, I think, with spices in it.
And then you get, like, cornbread on the side. That's, like, a whole meal.
Yeah.
All right, time for a factoid. Good talk.
Should I start recording now?
Yes. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm the corn dog.
I'm the L dog.
And here's our factoid. This kind of plays into last week's talk.
All right.
About poop and pee.
Now I've got new relatives listening to it.
Oh, no. Okay. Are you ready? Here we go. The Red Baron, real name Manfred Albrecht Freier von Richthofen, serves as the main antagonist for Snoopy's battles as the World War I flying ace.
Ah.
So he isn't the Red Baron. That's the bad guy. Snoopy's imaginary battles against the Red Baron began in the comic strip in October 1965 and will continue in it for several decades. Snoopy's make-believe encounters with the Red Baron would also be seen on television and inspire a novelty record. He's also the main protagonist of Snoopy's subplot in the Peanuts movie. So let's go to the real Red Baron, read a little bit about him. All right. So the real Red Baron was a genuine historical figure, an ace fighter pilot for Germany during World War I. He's considered the ace of aces of the First World War. With a confirmed kill list of 80, he's considered the best combat pilot of the Great War. His nickname, the Red Baron, was bestowed upon him by the British Army due to his red-colored plane and his aristocratic lineage. He's now known by the name Der Rote Baron, even in Germany, although during his lifetime, he was better known there as Der Rote Kampfflieger, the Red Fighter Pilot. All right, blah, blah, blah.
Red Baron's cooler.
Shot fatally just days before his 26th birthday.
Whoa.
He had only been shot down once before, in 1917, when he was stunned by a British bullet which tore open his skull. The injury to his head affected his mental judgment, contributing to his death by causing him to fly across enemy lines. His death was initially credited to the Canadian Royal Air Force pilot, Captain Arthur Roy Brown, but historians now believe that the fatal shot was fired from Australian troops on the ground.
Damn.
Wow. Z stuff. This guy had 80 kills and died when he was 25 or 26. Jeez Louise.
That's wild.
I know. Why is Snoopy trying to pick a fight with him? Is he British?
Yeah, that's kind of dark, man. Now it's like, this guy killed 80 people, Snoopy. What's he doing in your cartoon?
Yeah, I know.
By the way, a baron is a member of the lowest order of the British nobility.
Uh-huh.
Barons usually being referred to as lord in parlance. I added that. I think I used that correctly. An important or powerful person in a specified business or industry. It probably just meant nobility because of what you said earlier. Cool.
Yeah, so now we know. Red Snoopy isn't the Red Baron. I guess he didn't have a name.
He was the ace.
He was the ace. Yeah, he's the ace that killed the Red Baron. Shot him through the skull and gave him mental problems for the rest of his life.
Like I said, getting shot in the head affected his mental judgment, causing him to still be able to pilot a plane, but right. Just decide to go across enemy lines, which probably he would have done anyway because they were at war.
Right.
Like, what the
exactly.
hell?
Exactly. Wow. Pretty wild stuff.
Great facts, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. So can we talk about your birthday party?
Yeah, absolutely.
Logan and I had a hurrah, a get together, a shindig. Well, Logan had the shindig. I attended.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was a shared birthday with two other people, so.
Yes. Yep, it was at the art department you work at.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, had a good time. Now, there was a Mountain Dew pie.
Yeah. Did you try it?
I did not try it.
Oh.
I should have. You talked about it, but I wasn't hungry when you brought it up.
Oh. I don't know if that sounds bad to you, but it's good. It's just a really sweet pie. I don't know.
It sounded like it was.
It didn't really taste like Mountain Dew.
Really? In my head?
They kept saying it did. Everyone around me was like, yeah, it's kind of got that aftertaste of Mountain Dew. It's like, no, it's just a pie. They probably put Mountain Dew in it, but I don't taste it.
But what was I? Because when you say pie, it made me think like it was like a graham cracker crust with like a cheesecakey type of middle. With
it was.
Oh,
what did you think I was pointing
at? I don't know. I never saw it.
It's like exactly what it was.
I never saw it. Was it bright green?
No. It was. It looked like a cheesecake or something.
Gotcha.
But I thought maybe it was Nick. I thought we were standing next to the table and I pointed at it. But maybe I thought both of you guys were there, but maybe not.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, great party.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had fun.
We were drinking White Claws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drank probably a little too much.
Why, did you puke?
No, I was just hung over way too long the next day. And I tried to drink a lot of water, but I was just like, ugh.
Yeah. That'll do it. But it was a great party. Good times.
Yeah, did something funny happen there? I'm waiting for some like, yeah, but this guy took me over to a corner and he fucking said something weird to me. I don't know. What? No, sounded like you had a story from it.
No, we got to look at the fake guns. That was cool.
Yeah.
Some of them were like made out of, some of them you could fire like BB guns.
How's that place compared to what you pictured I worked at? Because I don't think you've ever been there.
I don't think I have either. I think it's pretty right on the money of what I pictured.
Yeah, I guess I already made videos about it that you probably saw.
Yeah. And I already know Jesse.
Right.
Yeah. And it seems like a lot of people were injured.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny thing. Because Nick, was it Nick or you, or just like, what's with all the canes? And I realized, like, yeah, there's like tons of people with canes.
Yeah, why?
Is that
just an art department thing?
The CFO had a completely random, as far as I know, thing. His spine was like compressing a nerve that operated his right leg, and he had to have like an emergency surgery to like keep his leg from going becoming paralyzed.
Holy shit.
He like woke up one day and he couldn't move his leg. Wow. Had an emergency surgery. So that's why he had a cane. And everybody's aware of that. And I was like used to that. So I wasn't even thinking about him having a cane. Yeah. You know? And then Ezra's just a crazy guy. He told us what happened to him, but unfortunately I actually don't remember.
Yeah.
Because that's the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
Well, do you collect records, right?
I have some records. Yeah, I have some vinyl.
Because I just, this week, for the first time, sold some vinyl. And I was surprised how much I made.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you say what you sold? Or are they unreleased, super rare pressings?
I kept all the super rare unreleased pressings, actually, and they're right there. And I might try to sell those now that I know how much I made.
Yeah, yeah.
But, well, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon was one, but these are, I'm going to only name a few, but like there, it's a lot that I sold. That's why I made so much profit because he was paying $5 for some of them. But, that was,
what was the most expensive one? $5.
This one right here that I actually am missing one of the records. So he didn't take it would have been the most, cause it would have been $50.
Whoa, shit.
And that's just because I'm missing one part of the packaging, too. If I had all the packaging, too, I think it would have been fair to offer me $90 because online, the minimum I've seen it sell for is $180.
Wow. And
they're supposed to pay you half, or, you know, that's what I've experienced is the standard is they pay for half of what they can resell it for or what the value is.
Yeah. So this is a guy who owned a record shop?
Arroyo Records. It's tough to say. Fun to visit in Eagle Rock. That's a great area, by the way, too.
Eagle Rock?
Well, Eagle Rock is, but that strip, it's on York Boulevard or York Avenue, I don't remember. And there's a lot going on that little strip. And have you ever been to Gaucho's Old World Grocery?
Yes, I love that place.
Galco. Oh, it is? Yeah. Galco, but yeah, that's right down the street. So I dropped some records off, I think yesterday. Went and got some cherry soda and some Dr. Pepper with real sugar in it.
Yeah.
And by the time I did that, like made that little walk, he like made an offer. I was like, yeah, this is a good day.
That's great.
But then he was like, oh, but you're missing a record from this Pink Floyd box set and you put like some cheapo record in there instead. I was like, dude. I was like, I really hope he doesn't think I did that on purpose, like trying to trick him, because I swear I wasn't.
Right.
But it probably seems that way.
Whoa, cool. What's this? It's the best of Pink Floyd?
It's called Echoes, the best of Pink Floyd. I don't even know what that I put in there. Tonto, Metro, and Devante.
Did you have the Tonto, Metro, and Devante record? Maybe the Pink Floyd's in there.
Yeah, I still need to explore my little crate.
The second half of your collection. I'm
selling all these because I haven't had a turntable for like years.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, what's the point of this? And it's been slow lately around here, but.
Yeah. No, that's great. Get rid of them. Yeah.
It kind of kills me that I got rid of Pink Floyd. Dark Side of the Moon, but I didn't have the original package. I just had the vinyl and I put it in a black pack thing.
Well, it's not like a brand new, it probably wasn't like an original pressing of Dark Side of the Moon.
I don't really know. I bought it used.
I think an original pressing would probably be worth a lot of money. I don't know how that all that whole shit works, but.
And Bismarck, just real quick, you're asking what's worth a lot. I had this Bismarck Key remix thing. And I'm looking some of these up on discogs.com to see the value. And everything's about $5 or $3. But that one was like $80 or
really?
Something crazy. Yeah.
And you held on to that one?
No, I sold it.
You get $80 for it or 40?
I got, you know what? Well, he didn't. I looked it up beforehand. He didn't quantify, like he didn't, what's it called? He didn't quantify everything that he bought, but it did. It was about what I was expecting. It was actually more.
Yeah.
So I don't remember if I got that price exactly right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's cool.
He paid good price. That's and good. I recommend that store because of that. And he has like crazy selection. And I mean, I guess Amoeba does too, but it's like.
Amoeba's gone, is like small now. They have like a whole new building that they're in.
They're still one of the biggest ones, but yeah, they're way smaller. That's so sad that they had to move.
I know.
I'm surprised that they didn't own that building and they were renting.
Right.
It's like, what are you doing?
And for what? The fucking Van Gogh immersive experience, which sucks.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool. I didn't even know that was what replaced it.
Yeah, it's a Van Gogh immersive experience. You walk in. So you walk in, you see pictures of it. You walk in, you go, oh, you know, the pictures look cool. The first thing you see is it looks like you're walking into the A Starry Night painting. Which is perfect. Cool.
Right.
And you expect it to be a whole exhibit of like, you know, interactive paintings that are kind of like set up that you can walk through or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
So the first one's awesome. And everyone's taking pictures, of course, right, when they walk in. And then they let you into the actual show. And it's just projectors floor to ceiling. You know, they're being projected on a wall floor to ceiling. And it's like going into his paintings really up close. And playing music to it.
Oh. Yeah, that is lame.
And every room is doing the same thing. It's just one big, giant room. You know, there's like there's two different rooms, kind of, but they're connected, and they're all just projecting the same thing.
So if you move from one picture to the other, you're always listening to the same song.
So there's one picture you walk through, the Starry Night, right?
Yes.
Then you walk into a basically what's like a theater. But instead of just being projected on one wall, all the walls, floor to ceiling, and the ceiling, it's being projected on that. And then there's like beanbag chairs and stuff, and you go and sit down and just like sit there and then watch it go through all the different, just it's just like plays on a loop through all the different pictures for like 30 minutes to different songs. And then it's over, and then you walk outside.
That sounds like mildly cool for like
$1
or $5.
Yeah, I mean the cool.
But is that a permanent thing? That sounds like an exhibit.
It's been there for a long time. I don't know. It's been there for a while. I went over a year ago easily.
Weird.
And it sounds cool. It is cool when it's like really zoomed in on the paintings and you get to see like all the textures and stuff that he used, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's cool. You really get to like take time, I guess, to admire. But it's not an interactive exhibit. It's like come in here and sit on the floor and watch this movie set to music
right.
for 30 minutes and then go outside and leave. And it's like, all right, now I'm just sitting in the old DVD section of Amoeba watching. Looking
do
at
they even have a gift shop at least?
I'm sure they do.
They must.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, in LA, little things like that just don't hold water when you got LACMA where you can
right.
walk through eight buildings and they're all interactive and crazy.
Right, right. There's so many other different cool things you can actually look at than that. But speaking of selling your records, I have had an experience where I've had to have gone analog myself because my car stereo's messed up and uh-huh. it's bizarre. I don't know. I drive, it'll shock you to know that I drive a modest Prius. I know you're thinking I drive like a Hummer or a
Hummer
or a tank or one of those duck cars that goes in the water. Nope. I like to keep it. I could afford all of them, and I do have all those vehicles in my garage.
Those aren't your driving vehicles.
They're not my driving vehicles. They're like my take around town. Take over to Jay Leno's house for brunch, for soup brunch, and then drive home. But my Prius stereo like I put on the radio and it's just like it's glitching out. Like it'll start changing randomly my preset radio stations, and I hit Bluetooth to get my phone going and it just won't connect to my Bluetooth.
That to me sounds like water damage.
But yeah,
just
I don't
throwing
know.
That out there.
Yeah, something like that. I probably need a whole new stereo. Right? A new screen at least, I mean.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know where the... Yeah, I guess so.
But I'm not sure either. So I don't know what the frig is going on. So, in lieu of getting it fixed, what I decided finally is I took my... I still have a book of CDs. I've got them. I took them out of their jewel cases and I got rid of those. I was like, for whatever reason, you know, I had memories.
I think those are not technically analog, but go ahead.
CDs?
Yeah, they're digital, I think.
Yeah, maybe just tapes are analog.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
That's a good question. I guess it would be digital, huh? You need a computer in there.
I think so. It
and
seems
tape
that
players
way to me.
And records don't need computers in them.
I don't know what analog means.
I don't know either.
I just think I think CDs are digital.
I know. Because
it's all electronic. I guess, yeah, I guess tape players don't need a computer. I'm thinking it's more mechanical.
Mechanical.
Yeah, when I hear analog, I guess I'm thinking mechanical.
Right. And those aren't mechanical, is what you're saying.
Well, a CD is mechanical, but the laser part isn't.
Right. Laser. See, laser does not sound analog. That sounds very digital.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So I'm still digital.
Who knows? Because digital, of course, means you're using numbers. I don't even know if that...
Right. Well, there is a number on the track listing that I can skip to.
Right.
But there goes more than ones and zeros. I don't just have singles.
All right. So anyway, you got your CDs.
So listen to CDs in my car, okay?
Oh, the end. All right.
It's been a fun throwback.
Oh man, all my CDs are gone now.
I
threw them all away.
I thought I was going to too, but for whatever reason, when I would go to do it, I just didn't have it in my heart. Which is, I don't feel like I'm a very nostalgic person. There's a lot of stuff I just go, I look at it and I go, oh, you know, when I'm like cleaning stuff out, I look at it and go, oh, this is from blah, blah, blah. Oh man, that was such a great time. Then I go, I'll throw it away and never think about it ever again. And
right.
Then I just do it, you know?
Yeah, same here.
So
what have you been jamming out to lately from your collection?
Well, I drove my daughter to school listening to Rage Against the Machine, Evil Empire.
Perfect send off. Get her all riled up and send her off to the teachers to do it.
Yep.
Fuck no, I won't do what you tell me.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. You know,
so what did my daughter do exactly? She was just singing lyrics because she's happy and she was singing.
She's old enough now where she can. I always had the rule that you can. Not always, but there's a time where it's like, all right, you can listen to music. I'm going to listen to music that has cuss words in it. If you if you get signed to a record label and make an album that sells a million copies, you can cuss as much as you want in that song as well.
That's your rule?
That was my rule. Now she's 8 and a half. I'm a little more lenient on it, but still, like, she still gives me... She's the police now when it comes
to...
Yeah,
well, because you control her and you're listening to it. Yeah, that's frustrating. I remember being a kid sometimes, you know, in those ways.
But, like, she won't let me... If I cuss, she's like, Dad! And then I'm like, all right, sorry. Jeez. Said shit one time. Give me a... fucking break. But she lets me say crap.
Oh, that's nice.
And I let her say crap too, but she doesn't really. And then she also said when I was like trying to fix my toilet, Not because I took a huge dump and destroyed everything. Okay,
okay, I didn't say it.
Warning. I saw it in your eyes. It was leaking out of the bottom through nothing that I did.
Okay. Okay. Colonel's pointing a gun at me.
Say I didn't do anything to the toilet.
You didn't.
I was fixing it, and it's hard to fix a toilet. I don't know if you know that. And
no, this one's never had a problem. Pretty great.
Well, let me use it for a little while. That'll change. And it was still leaking the bottom of the toilet, and I was doing a bunch of work on it, and then Toby came in and said, "Dad, you can cuss while you're working on the toilet."
That's nice. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
She has to be on the podcast, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Logan said no.
No. Don't say that.
Logan said absolutely not. Over his dead body, actually.
I would, but Logan right. Doesn't like you.
Yeah. Sorry. It's been fun listening to CDs and just looking at CDs and just listening to albums. You know, how often?
You know, it's funny. I don't really picture you as a Rage fan. I would have thought you'd listen to hip hop only.
Oh, I did. Is that back my then. Phone that keeps going off? I think so.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Not mine.
I am. I was always a hip hop guy, but Rage was always the band that you could play in any crowd and people would get into it. I mean, maybe
it
not
is
like
hip hop itself, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Zach De La Rocha. I mean, you couldn't probably do it at like a, I don't know, Backstreet Boys concert or whatever, or like
the Kings of Hip Hop.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, the Rage kind of. What's the word?
Redefined the boy band.
No,
I don't know.
Not at all what I'm saying. They went through all over. They were transcended all bunch of different genres. That's what I was trying to say.
Right on. They did. Yeah, I loved them too.
Yeah, I
all
loved
the,
Rage.
All the kids at the Christian school. No, I'm kidding. That was after.
No, yeah, I listened to that, and then I listened to Eric Sermon, this guy from EPMD. It's a rapper. Then I listened to rap. Then I went back to my home.
Do you have a DJ Search CD?
Who's DJ Search?
Or MC Search?
Oh, MC Search. No,
I just
from
think
third
he's...
base.
Yeah, he's kind of made a fool of himself on the internet, and I just think he's funny now. Like someone trolled him on some. Like live broadcast he was doing online.
This is recently.
Well, maybe it was up to a year ago. I don't know. Uh-huh. It's relatively recently, but he's on a live feed. Someone just said you're a pussy or something in the feed. I don't know what it was. And he got real close to the camera and goes, "Listen here, motherfucker. I know the owner of YouTube. He's my cousin. And I'm going to give him a call." I mean, it was the stupidest. Like, you're trying to intimidate someone through your screen, douchebag.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't even know who this dude was. I mean, I understand now that he's, like, semi a big deal in hip-hop. But it's like, dude, fucking sometimes idiots just get real famous. And it's like,
yeah,
God. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. It's funny, though.
All right. Now is surely time for comic strips, right?
We're 40 minutes in now. No, I'm kidding. Yes,
my
<it's time>.
God. Oh, my God. I was going to drown myself in mineral agua. It's time for the comic strip battle. Buckle up, everybody. Get ready. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. We're jumping in. To the battle. As you know, reigning champion is Bizarro, which has had quite the run for quite the while, you know,
still going strong.
Still going strong. So I brought in a Bizarro today, and here we go. In this one, we got Bizarro's always one panel, if you haven't been listening lately, just like Far Side. We got a woman lying on a doctor's bed. She's got a hospital bed. Clearly in a hospital. She's got her foot in a cast, her head's all wrapped up, arm in a cast, and the doctor's standing next to her, kind of a schlubby man, talking to her, and she looks surprised. And the doctor says, "The airbag saved your life, but I'm afraid you swallowed the chihuahua you had riding in your lap." That's it. There it goes. Bye bye, Bizarro.
Your reaction's pretty funny, though. You're close to... Folks, he clenched his whole face up like, oh, God. Like that was painful.
Waiting for more.
I actually had to force that laugh out.
I know. I know. When I just feel like I'm going to get a huge reaction and then that's what I get.
Yeah, but now the pressure's on me.
It's true.
Shit. Let me double check if this is the best
one. Okay. All right. Logan has to double, triple, quadruple check, write a new punchline of his own, because we are getting into the fight of our lives to figure out who is going to be the ultimate champion and who doesn't have to try and find a new comic to read from next week. It's exciting. It's titillating. I'm thrilled. And I'm curious to know what Logan's bringing to the table. And here we go.
This week's runner-up is, or challenger, that is.
Yeah,
is
I was going to say, wow.
Wow, that was easy.
Garfield?
This week's challenger is Garfield.
Okay. Old tried and true.
This is a very old one. Garfield actually looks quite different. It's three panels. Garfield is kind of lounging on a chair. He's actually on the floor, like kind of leaning on an ottoman. He looks tired like he always does and fat. He's even fatter in this old cartoon. Like really way too fat. Like John is abusing this cat, feeding him too much. And a mouse is running across the floor in front of him. And from off screen, you can hear John say, "A mouse, get it!" And then next panel, Garfield, all these panels are the same position. Garfield just kind of looks at John off screen, and John goes, "Garfield, you didn't even try!" And third panel, Garfield's thinking to himself, "Show me a good mouser, and I'll show you a cat with bad breath." Yes, I feel like that was a better laugh.
All right. So he doesn't want to eat mice because it makes your breath stink. Wait.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's a different one, huh? Hey, I just saw Odie running around. I go, wait, there's Odie there? But no, that's a different one. Wow. Well, we got a new champ. Garfield did it again.
Yeah.
Did it again for the first time.
Barely squeaked by. I was going to read Heathcliff, but you know what? He did not cut it. But wow. Garfield came in and solidified my victory.
So we know one orange cat reigns supreme.
Yeah, I really want to bring a Heathcliff in one of these days. Maybe next week I'll bring one in.
Maybe it'll be the challenger. But you're just going to have to keep tuned in to find out.
The suspense is killing me.
Until then, hey, don't forget to tell everyone you know that this is the funniest podcast you've ever heard. Rate and review. Please write something about our podcast. Give it 5 stars on whatever app and help us with this algorithm.
And definitely join our Patreon.
That's right. And until next week,
keep laughing,
keep listening,
and keep stripping.